from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, November 1st. Coming up, the only public high school with a 2,000-year-old mummy is in Illinois. We'll learn how it got there and why, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' legislature is the only one in the country to ever back off a parental notice of abortion law. That's according to a reproductive rights and advocacy organization. Maureen McKinney has more.
The Illinois General Assembly last week voted to repeal the 1995 requirement that a parent or guardian be notified before a minor can get an abortion. Governor J.B. Pritzker plans to sign the change. Elizabeth Nash tracks state actions for the Guttmacher Institute. She calls the repeal a bright spot for protecting abortion rights and access.
Hopefully, this is what we will see in other progressive states in the not-too-distant future, to repeal abortion restrictions, but particularly to repeal restrictions on young people.
After Illinois' laws repeal, there will be 37 that include parental involvement in abortion laws. I'm Maureen McKinney.
One of the major challenges for students during the pandemic has been, obviously, not being in school. That's been due to remote learning, as well as having to quarantine thanks to exposure to a positive COVID case. The Centers for Disease Control is evaluating test to stay as a way to keep students in class, even if they come into contact with someone who tests positive. Several Illinois schools, including the Indian Prairie School District, have been piloting test to stay over the past few weeks. Adrian Talley is Indian Prairie's superintendent. He says it's being used at four of their elementary schools since those students are unvaccinated and thus forced to quarantine the most.
That's been an issue for us because of the fact that they're not protected. And I think it's also important to remember that lunch always serves as an opportunity for people to be exposed to someone who's positive.
The test-to-stay protocol is simple. Unvaccinated students who are exposed can be tested at school, and if they test negative, they don't have to quarantine. Students have to be tested on the first, third, fifth, and seventh day after exposure. Nurses get results back in 24 hours. If they test positive at any point, then they quarantine. Pumpkin farmers in the Midwest say they've had a really good harvest this year and that consumers should have plenty to choose from. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
Illinois produces more pumpkins than any other state, and despite some national headlines about a pumpkin shortage this year, farmers here say that's not the case. John Ackerman grows pumpkins in Morton, Illinois.
I was worried because it was very wet during the growing season, and that can lead to all kinds of problems in a pumpkin crop, but we had just an incredible crop this year. We were very blessed.
He says the only shortages consumers might see would stem from issues in the supply chain, not in the supply itself. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 66 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. The number of active cases now stands at 358. That's up by about 30 from 1 week ago. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 34 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, near the lowest point since late July. 15 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll learn how a mummy came to a high school in Naperville back in the 1940s and why. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Naperville Central High School houses something rare and unusual, and has for decades. They may be Illinois' only public high school in possession of a real, ancient Egyptian mummy. Peter Medlin has that story.
2,100 years ago, in the time of Cleopatra, when the Greeks ruled ancient Egypt, a little girl died. She was around 7 years old and probably chronically sick. Her family preserved her body, mummification, wrapped in linen and papyrus, adorned with images of the gods to secure her a good place in the afterlife. 20 centuries later, and over 6,000 miles away, her body, her parents' final wish, resurfaced in a dusty attic storage room at Naperville Central High School. The mummy rested there for decades after the school received her as a gift from a Naperville doctor in the 1940s. The story goes that he bought the mummy on a trip to Egypt years earlier. By the time he donated his collection, the sale of mummies in Egypt was illegal. Tom Henneberry started teaching history at Naperville Central a few years after its discovery.
When I got there, the mummy was just in this glass, just as simple like a library display case. It was in terrible shape. It had a hole in its side, the mask was broken, the face covering was broken.
Someone had even ripped off bandages. Her ribs, her shoulders, and even the side of her face were showing. In the early years, Henneberry and other teachers would carry the display case into his classroom for ancient history lessons and bring in sixth graders to learn about mummies. Henneberry says he saw the educational value immediately. How often do students get the opportunity to see an over 2,000-year-old mummy up close at school? They reorganized the history curriculum to start with ancient Egypt.
This is a person who lived, 20 centuries ago. And, even the most jaded kid would say, that's kind of cool.
But he says there's a balance between novelty and respect for the dead. He'd remind students that the body isn't a mascot. They can't take Halloween photos with it. But when she was first found, the teacher who discovered her nicknamed the mummy Butch, maybe because they'd assumed she was a boy. Henneberry says they later realized the nickname was disrespectful and stopped saying it. At that point, they knew next to nothing about who this person was. The mummy stayed in a simple glass box until the early 90s.
Finally got enough sense and said, we can't do this. We got to have some professionals check this out, so we're not just destroying, a person as well as a priceless antiquity.
They got the mummy restored by experts at the University of Chicago and the Field Museum. They had DNA tests done. That's when they found out she was a little girl. Carbon dating her bandages confirmed that she lived around 100 BCE. Henneberry says at that time, they thought about just donating her to the museum.
We were told, that's nice, but since it's still a bit of a mystery how it actually got here, besides the doctor bringing it, they're like, we can't really take it.
The school also secured a museum-quality case to properly display the mummy, along with beads to absorb humidity and keep the wrappings from deteriorating. In the 21st century, archaeologists and Egyptologists have grappled with the ethics of displaying mummies. Is it inappropriate to show off ancient corpses, especially those collected by foreign tourists and taken from Egypt? Some museums have changed exhibits to try and treat them as people rather than an old painting or clay pot. Henneberry says repairing the mummy's tattered bandages and running tests to learn about who she was and how she may have died made them feel like they treated her with the utmost dignity, not just as a curiosity. The way they taught students using the ancient girl has evolved over the years as well.
Myself personally, but then as a teacher, it really became a tremendous, tool to not only talk about Egypt, but talk about how we have to be very respectful with the past as well as the present cultures.
Henneberry retired in 2019, but says that she's in safe hands, being used for classes like ancient history and religion, as well as with philosophy and science like archaeology. The mummy, with her decorated papyrus mask covering her face and hair curled into ringlets, is still on display in the atrium of the history department. I'm Peter Mudlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 49 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Dana Cronin, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Muldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.